Hey, you. Yes, you. Stop looking around. I am here, but you're not going to find me by looking. This is a rare moment. I'm in the right frame of mind to tell you, and you are in the right frame of mind to listen. You won't know how it works, so just listen. I know you. I know you superficially, who you are. We have talked now and then about inconsequential things, just as you have with many people in this room, but I also know you. I know your fears and your weaknesses and the things that make you worry. And don't worry, this should not be one of them. I'm not going to tell anyone anything. But I know you worry. And I'm telling you to stop worrying. Clear your head from the very idea. Most of the things you worry about will never, ever happen. The things you really do need to watch out for will be so obvious that you will not have to worry about them to avoid them. All these insecurities. I don't know everything about you, but I have looked over at you from across the room and seen the sparkle in your eye, or your smile, heard your laugh, and seen your arms sticking out of your shirt with hairs standing on end. What you wish you could do to others, I feel it. I feel my breath quicken, my heart skipping beats, my gaze lingers on you without you even noticing. Did you know that? It's a hard question to answer. I could be so many people in this room, not just one woman to pick out of the crowd. I know others have felt it. Not every woman in every room all the time, but you are a man. You can make a woman feel like that. And you already have. You made me feel that many times. You made me look and think and fantasize and sigh. You made me tingle. You made my fingers have to strain to maintain what they were doing. My cheeks fight that warm crimson bloom. At least for that moment. The few minutes, the next hour, until I was at home, alone, in the darkness, ready to rest, closing my eyes. Seeing you on the back of my eyelids. And not having to let modesty keep me anymore. You're surprised. You shouldn't be. I know you. Not all the people who turn you on are people you could never get close to. You can see someone in a hallway and get that distracted look. You don't demand the impossible. You see beauty in the ordinary. Well, so do we. So do I. I look at your kind face and think, what wonder to have those eyes target me, those ears to whisper into, that nose to feel against my cheek as those lips merge with mine. I look at your body and wish to feel it against mine, the soft, bare skin. Your warmth, your touch, your hair. What more could I want? I want those things, and you have them. Let me have them. Let me have you, and you can have me. You can look into my eyes and kiss me. And show me that you want me, and Ask me whatever your heart desires, and my answer will be for you. Knowing who you are, knowing there's nothing to fear, my answer will be, you desire this of me? Of course, for you I will. That's what I wished for when I was there, in the darkness, in my bed. My soft fingers touching myself, feeling myself, fucking myself with my fingers. If only you were there. If only I shared that with you. If only you could be close to me and fuck me because I wanted it, because you wanted it, because it was what you'd wanted all this time. I saw you when I closed my eyes. You were laying there like me. You were all those things I wanted. Almost naked, your hands gripping your cock, stroking it up and down, slowly, then quickly. So turned on, making noises and grunts and the sounds you make when you don't know that you even make sounds. And I took my finger and put it inside of myself and felt the wet, sticky, pink skin, and I thought of you. I thought of you thinking of me. I thought of a calm, sweet, strong man like you, thinking of a woman like me, and getting excited, getting turned on, getting primal, letting the blood rush through his body, saying no more to controlling his drive, imagining a woman and liking it, liking the idea of her pleasing him, letting it turn him on. Stroking yourself as if a woman was beside you. Asking you not to hold anything back, to do what feels good to you. I wanted to be there with you. I wanted to tell you that I wanted that too. And that I was that woman you were thinking of. And that I wanted to do those things. With me right beside you, I want to admire you being a man while you admire me being a woman. I want your mind and your heart to explode with the possibilities, to know that every minute detail, every idea you've had about what you would do to please a woman, how you would love your woman, you could show me. You would make me soar. You would make my heart pound so warm with lust and desire. You would make me so eager to show you what I always want to show you. All the things I would do to you, for you, if only you would let me. All the ways that I would show you that not only are you enough, you are more than I can handle. But it's all right, because I'm more than you can handle too. So we lay spent, drenched in sweat, covered in wet kisses and salty cum and slick pussy juice, cuddling. Our bodies wrapped around each other, slowly moving against one another as we can't help it, as we fall asleep. You're throbbing at this, and I see it, and it's making me want to touch myself really bad. It's making me want to do all these things to you, to share you and your body and your intimacy, to suck your cock while I look you in the eyes and fuck myself with my fingers, as if to tell you just how possible it is for someone to feel that about you. It's not how everyone feels about you, but it is how I feel about you. And you do not need to become someone else other than who you already are. You just need to see it in yourself, and seeing who else sees it in you. My time is almost over. Please believe this as well as I do. And please remember this, and please, please find me. Find me, and kiss me, and let me show you just how real this was. How badly an ordinary woman like me can want an ordinary man like you. And how easily it can turn into something extra ordinary. And hey, take your sweet time finding me. You're very cute when you're determined.